Blog Talk Radio.
Feast of Unleavened Bread, those who have observed it.
during this time period. We know that some people observe it at different times, but we're on the Enoch calendar, and we have observed it all of this week, starting with the Passover. Hallelujah. So it's just a blessing. Hallelujah. And I just want to mention one thing about it. The Passover is such a beautiful thing. We read in the account of Exodus how the Passover, it dealt with the blood of the doorpost, putting the blood over the doorpost. Mm-hmm. And when the deaf angel, Malachi, saw that, he passed over that house, and they did not partake of that plague of death of the firstborn. And the beautiful thing today, the analogy is the blood. We have the blood of the Lamb over our doorpost, but it's not the doorpost made of wood or stone. It's the doorpost of our heart, made of flesh. Mm-hmm. And it's represented by our righteous life. We are to walk as Yahusha walked. And so when he sees that blood, when Yahuwah sees that blood on the doorpost of our heart, when he sees us walking in the light, walking in the truth, he will pass over. He will let the plague pass over us. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. The feast of unleavened bread, remove all the leaven out of the house, the yeast. What is the leaven? The leaven is sin. Leaven is also error, erroneous doctrine in your life, error in your life, sin, iniquity. So we have to get the leaven out of our house. Our house, what is our house? Our bodies, our temples, temple where Yahuwah's spirit dwells. He says his spirit does not dwell in temples made with man's hands. He dwells in our hearts. He says our body is temple. And we're not our own anymore. We were bought with a price. Hallelujah. So that's why we're to magnify Yahuwah in our bodies. Our bodies is not for fornication. Our bodies is not for sin. So this time, that special time, we looked in. We did introspection. We went inward, not outward, not telling our brothers and sisters about their sin, but we looked inward. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Make sure that we're cleansing ourselves, that we let his spirit, his word, cleanse us. Hallelujah. It was a beautiful time. Elder, I really enjoyed it.
Hallelujah.
So tonight's topic, hallelujah, we're talking about the watchman, hallelujah, watchman and the duty and the function of watchman, hallelujah. There's many watchmen. So Yahuwah, put it in your heart to speak and preach and exhort others. It behooves you to do it. You see the example of when you don't listen, look no further than our brother Jonah. When he didn't warn and exhort, you see what happened to him. He went through a whole lot of unnecessary changes, unnecessary problems. None of us wants to be swallowed by a filthy fish. We go down into the bowels of the fish. Jonah was disobedient, but fortunately for him, Lord gave him time enough to repent, and he did just that, and he got it right. Hallelujah. So we can avoid that. When he tells you to speak, hallelujah, when he tells you to warn, just do it. Doesn't matter how unpopular it is, because usually it's going to be unpopular with man when you speak. It was unpopular when the prophets of old spoke. People didn't want to hear what they had to say. You know, here comes this doomsday. Here comes this a doomsday, you know, person. We don't want to hear it, but we have to obey Yahuwah rather than man. Hallelujah. So we have a scripture reading for our topic for tonight, the watchman. And it's found in Ezekiel chapter 3. And before I read it, I want to introduce my partner, my brother, Elder Yael. He's with us tonight. And again, I'm Elder Goliath. And I'm going to be reading the King James Version, Ezekiel chapter 3, starting at verse 17. I'm going to read all the way through verse 21. It reads as follows. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Hallelujah. Verse 19, yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. See, there's a difference. One, if we did not warn him, his blood will be required at our hands. But if we do warn him, he said we have delivered our soul. Hallelujah. That's the category we want to be in. Verse 20. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because thou hast not given him warning, he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered. But his blood will I require at thine hand. Hallelujah. 21 last verse. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also, thou hast delivered thy soul. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So what is that saying to you all? That's saying, either way, if you're talking to a righteous man and woman or an unrighteous man or woman, you are to warn him as the Spirit gives you the utterance, gives you the unction to warn. You are to speak truth in that situation, regardless if it's popular or unpopular, if it's pleasant in their ears or unpleasant. You are to give them that warning, because Yahuwah's word says, if they continue in their sin, yes, they'll die in their iniquity. But if you warn them, your soul will be delivered. But on the other hand, if you do not warn them, he said that their blood will be on your hand. And that's what we do not want. That's why we do what we do. And a lot of things we do, or most of the things we do, are very unpopular in the ears and the eyes of the carnal man. But we're going to do it anyway. Hallelujah. That's why Yah has given us life in our breath. That's why he's given us a calling upon our lives. Hallelujah. And we have a lot of things to bring forward to you tonight. We have kind of like a compact show tonight, so I'm not going to spend any more time. I'm going to bring Elder Yael right up and let him say what he's going to say. And we have some clips to play. And definitely we have some things for the family of Israel. So stay with us. Hallelujah. We're going to bring you right on up, Elder. Come on up.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, Todai, Elder, you know, because like you said, there's quite a bit going on now out here. And we are, according to the scripture here, we are obligated, you know, to warn the people. We have to bring this word to them, whether they like it or not, whether they want to hear it or not. At least we are doing our duty, you know, to Yahuwah, because he has told us to warn the people from him. So that's basically what we're going to be kicking off tonight, is talking about these things. But I want to even look at some stuff that happened in our past, even in our history as children of Israel, okay? We have gone through some things And we have gone through some of these, some things that it seemed like it could be similar a little bit now, you know, as to how these Gentiles are going acting and how the world is upside down. They are acting pretty strange when it comes down to us. You know, I was looking at the TV just the other day, and, you know, all of a sudden, everybody that they had on there, every Gentile anyway, you know, they were tripping in their head why the black people won't take, is not taking this coronavirus shot, you know. And I had to look and think about it. I said, you know, they must be out of their mind. They must have a mental defect in their head or something, because, you know, they see what's going on. Can't they not see how many people are being affected by this poisonous drug that Bill Gates and his crowd of people have put out there in the world among the people? You see? So this is a serious time. And that just goes to show that black people is not as stupid as they want us to be.
That's
because
right.
In a lot of cases, we are starting to wake up to their deception. That's all they got going is a bunch of crazy foolishness. That's what it is. They're foolish. You know, think that us Hebrew Israelite people, so-called Americans, black Americans, is going to be stupid enough to, no matter what happens, we're supposed to just go in and take that garbage, that this poison that they are putting out there amongst us, calling it a coronavirus vaccine. Now, they can call this thing whatever the heck they want to. We know what it is. We're starting to wake up, and we're going to let them have their own garbage so that they can eat that garbage themselves and take themselves home down to hell where they are going. Okay? And
that's
why it gets me very upset, you know, just to have them to be out there, you know, complaining, well, why do black people won't take this virus like they should? You know, you got to be a fool to even let that garbage come out of your head. That's the way I feel, you know, and that's what we are facing now. So we hoping that we can reach our people, wake them up so that they will realize this is a bunch of deception and a bunch of mess that these Gentiles trying to do to drag us down into hell with them. Because that's where they are headed. This vaccine garbage, you know, we've been trying to tell our people that vaccine, and if these dumb preachers, black preachers, are silly enough to be out there trying to push that garbage among our people, then they're going to hell too. You see? Because we started to meet some people out there, these so-called Hebrew Israelites, just black people, Greeks, and our people out there trying to push this guy. So far, what we have seen, those Hebrews that we have seen, some of them that has been trying to push this vaccine on our people, they have died like dogs. You know, a lot have already just died. They're already in the grave. They're already sleeping in the grave. You see? So I'm telling you, this is no joke. We got time us to sit, wake up, and I don't care what we may have to do. You know, we're going to have to stand up to this doggone world and let them know that we are not intend. We don't intend to be drugged to hell by you. Because they know what the scripture has said about you taking that virus, that vaccine. You see, that's what it is. It is the mark of the beast. That's what it is. Oh. We know it is. We don't have to guess about it, because Yahuwah, just like we read even in 2 Corinthians 2:11, we're not ignorant of Satan's devices, cunningness, his craziness, his craftiness. We're not ignorant to that. You know, that's absolutely he's trying to take, especially us Hebrew Israelite people, he's trying to trick us into following him down to hell where they are going. Okay?
Yeah.
That's exactly what these people are doing. These Gentiles are hit. Because, see, 400 years, they had the time to do their dirt. They dare to work. You see? But once that 400 years passed over, Yahuwah himself said the judgment will set upon those people. The nation, that same nation that held his people in captivity, who is no more than this old America, American, KKK America, okay, full of their garbage, still messed up, still trying to do damage to our people, you see? And so we got to wake up to this thing. We got to warn our people, don't let these dummies, you know, drag you down to hell with them, okay? Because as
That's
we
right.
look around, if you notice, a lot of them is waking up too. They're starting to reject this virus, coronavirus thing, okay?
That's
Man,
right.
that's about some garbage from hell that Satan and his imps have got to get utilized to destroy his people, yeah, people. And see, that's why we are here to warn you, you know? Look at what Yahuwah is saying, you see? That these people are dangerous, okay? And don't let them trick you. Let me see. I think I had a couple of verses I wanted to read. Let's see. Let's just see here. Even in Revelation chapter 12, okay? Okay. There came, verse 7, there came to be fighting in the heavens, okay? And Micaiah and his messengers fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his messengers fought. But they were not strong enough, nor had they a place found. There was a place found for them in the heaven any longer. You see? So these messengers of Satan who fought against Yahuwah, there is no more, no place ever for them in heaven are found. Okay? So they are
That's right.
ever long lost. They are eternally lost. They may still be walking around, dragging around, trying to kick up some dust and try to make some trouble for us, but they are lost, okay? And the great dragon was thrown out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who leads all the world astray. He was thrown to the earth, and his messengers were thrown out with him. You see? So we see what the fate that Satan has come to him. All right? So let's not worry. Let's not let him cause us to be lost. That's why we're warning you against these treacherous mess that is going on out here. You know, these Gentiles acting like they can't figure out why the black people won't take that virus too. They just done quit, you know. And they're going to act like they're so concerned about us. You're not
right.
that concerned about us. You are just full of hell yourself, knowing that that's the only place you are going, okay, because you out there trying to promote this corona BS that your angel Bill Gates, okay, Satan's brother, done got together, and they out there trying to push this mess on people. You see, all the people of Yahuwah, okay? And it's time for us to get upset about that. Show them that we are not going to allow them to drag us to hell with them. Okay? Now, they don't care what that's just it. Because that's what they appears to be doing. You know, want
that's
to
right.
drag us anyway. And we don't have to take it. That's why Yahushua was told, he done already told us, look, resist the devil. Resist him, and he will flee from you. You have to go. You have to get out of here.
Hallelujah.
So that's what we are doing. We are resisting this demon money mess that these people are trying to perpetrate perpetrate on our people. We are resisting it because it's led by Satan. You know, Satan himself leads everybody astray. You know, try to get everybody he can down with him. But he's not going to be successful, you know, because the word of Yah, who he left his word here with us, his people, okay? And you're not going to overcome his word, okay? I don't care what you try, how you wrestle and fight, you're going to wrestle your nasty butt right on down there in the lake of fire, okay? That's what's going to happen to you, you see? So we got some things that we can look forward to. We can look forward to that by looking into our history. And you compare, if you compare your history, O Gentile, with our history, I think there's a pretty big difference, okay? Now, so we look in even in the book, look in the book of Acts at us. You know, we see what happened to us back in the time of Moses, okay? During the time when we were coming out of Mizraim, Egypt, okay? You see, there are some things that was happening then, what Satan was trying his best to do against us at that time, okay? Let's see. Let's go to Exodus or Shemot, chapter 15. Let's read a little bit in there. Okay. It says, then Moshe and the children of Israel sang this song to Yahuwah, okay? See, we were praising Yahuwah and spoke, saying, I sing to Yahuwah, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. You see? Now, these were these horses that these pharaohs had his army to be riding and trying to chase us and scare us. The whole thing, what they do, they think they can frighten people into being the way they want them to be, you know. And it goes on to say, it's my strength, Yah is my strength and song, and he has become my deliverance. He is my almighty, and I praise him, Yahuwah of my heart. I exalt him. See that? We are from him. Hallelujah. Yahuwah is a man of battle. Okay? Yahuwah is his name. See? We know him. We got his name in us. He has cast Pharaoh's chariots and his army into the sea, and his chosen officers are drowned in the sea of reeds. You see? So you don't have to forget that. See, these demons call themselves going to destroy us and frighten us and whip us and continually to keep beating on us like they thought they were supposed to. They were going to continually do it throughout the ceaseless ages. But they were met with their match when they came up against Yahuwah. See, maybe they realized we got something is happening to us now. What you going to do, demon? Something was happening to us. He has cast Pharaoh's chariots and his army into the sea, and his chosen officers are drowned in the sea of reeds. The depths covered them. They went down to the bottom like a stone. You see? So that's what I'm talking about. These demons won't continue forever trying to beat up on or destroy the people of Yahuwah. Okay? A day going to come that you're going to have to be reckoned with. You will be reckoned with. Okay? Your right hand, your old Yahuwah, has become great in power. Your right hand, old Yahuwah, has crushed the enemy. See that? The enemy ain't going to get nowhere. He will be crushed. When we look at it, these same demons that are coming after us now, trying to coerce us into taking this vaccine. Like that's going to be, if we don't take it, then they're going to just end the world. You know? You are already a lion. You lying. You lying. SOB Bill Gates. You lying. Sap Sucker Dog. Fauci.
That's
you
right.
All a liar out of hell. You are a, you are something that belongs to Satan. Okay? And
that's
your
right.
day is coming. You belong to this Satan. That's who you are. You're part of him. You become part of him. Okay? And in the greatness of your excellence, you pull down those who rose up against you. You sent forth your wrath. It consumed them like stubble. You see? So there it is. They went down like stubble. So I'm saying this now so that we, when we look at this, that with our history, we as the children of Israel, we can be encouraged because with these liars out here, you know, those that are in church, in these church buildings, wherever they are coming from, trying to encourage our people to follow this garbage, this poison, this Babylon, United States of America, KKK America, has created to try to destroy the people of Yah. Okay, we can look at this here, our history, and I believe we will be some encouragement will come. We will have some encouragement, okay? Yeah, we don't have to continue to look at their dim, pitiful history, all of their history, you know, basically what they have told us that they did. They supposed to be so great. They're not making up a lie to us anyway. You know, they put lies all over the world trying to prove that they are so great. Okay? Then it's not that we don't have to be just totally hatred against them, but we are hatred against their actions that they have towards us. See?
That's right.
Because we know they have a hatred that they can't change that from themselves. You know? They are full of Satan. They are full of Satan, the evil one. And that rascal, he won't stop at nothing to try to destroy the people of Israel, the Hebrew Israelites, those of us who were brought over here,
our
ancestors, brought over here on those slave ships and stuff. You know, they treated us like we weren't supposed to ever overcome that. They forgot that Yahuwah had already put a time frame on it. He had already told us 400 years, okay? 400 years. And that 400 years, that time finally expired. You see? So what Yah said is going to take place, he meant it. So, you know, you can't stop him. You can't stop him, okay? And let's just read a little further before I put on a couple of clips here. I'm sure you hear. Okay. And with the wind of your nostrils, the waters were heaped up. The flood stood like a wall. The depths became stiff in the heart of the sea. Okay? The enemy said, now here's the enemy, led by Satan himself, okay? He said, I pursue, I overtake, I divide the spoil. My being is satisfied on them. I draw out my sword. My hand destroys them. Listen to that. My hand destroys them. Now here he is, a dusty, dried up dog coming from hell himself. Already destroyed, already condemned forever to everlasting punishment, everlasting destruction, going to come out and try to brag and boast about what he can do. You see? Against Yah. No, it doesn't work. You did blow with your wind. The sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. You see? So there we're talking Yahuwah. When he takes control the enemy is going down. He decides
That's
to
right.
put the enemy in his place. The enemy can't do nothing to us, up to you. Okay? But we got to hang on. We got to not. We got to continually to put our trust in Yahuwah. And we got to show our belief, show our faith, okay, that we love him. And we keep in his return, keep his command, you see. Who is like you, O Yahuwah, among the mighty ones? Who is like you, great in set-apartness, awesome in praises, working wonders? Talking about our Father Yahuwah, okay? That's what we're talking about. You stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. In your loving commitment, you led the people whom you have redeemed. See, you led them. In your strength, you guided them to your set-apart dwelling. Hallelujah. You see? So you cannot fight against Yah and think you're going to win and call yourself boasting about it. Oh, no, you're going to boast your butt right down in the lake of fire. Okay? People heard, they trembled, anguished, gripsy inhabitants of Philistia. Then the chiefs of Edom were troubled. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, gripped them. All the inhabitants of Canaan melted. You see, fear and dread fell on them. By the greatness of your arm, they are as silent as a stone. Until your people pass over, O Yahuwah, until the people whom you have bought pass over. You see, that's what I'm talking about. We have been bought by Yahuwah. Okay? So that's what I'm talking about. You bring them in and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance in the place of Yahuwah, which you have made for your own dwelling, the set-apart place, O Yahuwah, which your hands have prepared. You hear that? See, that's what I'm talking about. We don't have to be afraid of these demons. What they got, they think they got going down here. They trying to put everybody in crazy trap, call everybody to have fear, you know, with this little coronavirus BS that they have created themselves in their own lab and trying to poison and kill as many of y'all's people as they possibly can. You see? And I know Yahuwah will put a stop to that evil that they claim that they think they're doing. They are not going to get far. We know it. See? Yahuwah reigns forever and ever. You hear that?
Hallelujah.
He's there forever and ever. He's got control. So you want to spread, you may as well get out the way. Okay? For the horses of Pharaoh went with his chariots and his horsemen into the sea, and Yahuwah brought back the waters of the sea upon them. And the children of Israel went on dry ground in the midst of the sea. You hear that? Hallelujah. See, Yah will make a way for his people. He still is in the business of doing that now. That's why we don't have to be afraid, thinking that these people got something that they're going to be able to cause everybody just in the holiday. These demons can't go any further than Yah allowed them to.
Hallelujah.
You think they want you to think. They're trying to psych your mind out. But Satan, I'm telling you today, right now, you are the biggest liar that ever was existed, that ever existed. That's what you are. You are a messed up piece of crap that will be destroyed eternally. You will be. You and all of these messengers, all of the people that follow you, that do your bidding right now, the Bill Gates, the Fauci, and everybody that the crowd that they follow, that follow them, all of this going to hell, going to be destroyed. I know you are.
Yeah.
I ain't got to be afraid of you. You're gone. You already gone. All the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances, okay? And Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aharon, took the timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered them, sing to Yahuwah, and he is highly exalted, the horse and the rider he has thrown into the sea. So, hallelujah. Don't forget that, Israel. Don't forget that, because I'm looking at our past. You just separate our past history from these Gentiles, from everything else in this world, you see, because they have all turned against Yahuwah. And they think that they can do something and overcome him battle against him. Okay, they can't. Okay? Because I'm going to tell you, Yahuwah has told his people, right here in the verse 26, Exodus 15, and he said, if you, talking to us, okay, diligently obey the voice of Yahuwah, okay, your Allah, and do what is right in his eyes, and shall listen to his command, okay, and shall guard all the laws, I shall bring on you none of the diseases I brought on the Mishrites, okay? For I am Yahuwah who heals you. You hear that? Yah heals us. That's
right.
Who we have on our side. And we can look at the history, look at what he has done for his people in the past, okay? We don't have to be afraid of the Bill Gates, the vouchers, the craps like that are out there, the garbage that are out there like that. That's all it is, okay? You don't have to be afraid of it.
Yeah.
And you see, so let's remember who our Father is, okay? Our Mighty One. Remember that. You don't have to worry about it. Let me go to a little bit further. Exodus 19, and he tells us here, it just says here, just to look at a quick verse here, just to make sure. I'm going to read this, and we're going to get ready to turn on a couple of these clips, okay? Okay, in the third new moon after the children of Israel had come out of the land of Mizraim, on this day they came to the wilderness of St. Adam, okay? For they set out from Rephidim and had come to the wilderness of Sinai and camped in the wilderness. So Israel camped there before the mountains, okay? And Moshe went up to Yahuwah, and Yahuwah called to him from the mountains, right, saying, this is what you are to say to the house of Israel, Yaakov, and declare to the children of Israel, okay? You have seen what I did to the Mizraites, and I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. You see that? Hallelujah.
Yes.
And now,
hallelujah.
If you diligently obey my voice. See, that's what Israel got to remember. At all times, they're in condition. This is Yahuwah. We're not dealing with no demon out there, no stuff out there that ain't nothing to it. We're dealing with Almighty, okay? And now, if you diligently obey my voice and shall guard means pay close attention to my covenant, okay? We have to be that the way.
Yes.
We have to do that. Then you shall be my treasure, possession, above all the people, for all the, now listen at this, all the earth is mine, okay? Don't think that Bill Gates, That crony mess out there, they have nothing to do with Yah's earth. This is all, this is his earth. It is his. It belongs to Yahweh. It don't belong to none of those filthy dogs out there, filthy demons, following Satan themselves. Okay? And you shall be to me a ring of priests and a set apart name. Nation, I mean. Those are the words which you are to speak to the children of Israel. And Moshe came and called for the elders of the people and set before them all these words which Yahuwah commanded him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all the people answered together. They all answered together and said, all that Yahuwah has spoken, we shall do. So we got to get to that point right now. So Moshe brought back the words of the people to Yahuwah, and Yahuwah said to Moshe, see, I am coming to you in the thick cloud so that the people hear when I speak with you and believe you forever. You see that? That wasn't no temporary thing. You said to believe him, believe his word forever. Moshe reported the words of the people to Yahuwah. Hallelujah. So
that's what I'm saying.
We don't have to be afraid of this garbage that we see coming up, that has come up on the earth right now. You see, we are the children of Israel. Okay, now we don't have to be afraid of it. That's all I like to tell you today is to encourage you with the truth from Yahuwah. And I hope these demons have an opportunity to hear what the Word is saying tonight. Okay, so that's what I'm talking about. Okay, now. What I'm going to do, Elder, we want to play a couple of these clips here because, see, Satan, he started to do things. He thinks that he can scare and trick and fool and have us all running around here trembling on our knees, crying, begging him.
That's right.
No, we don't even need him. We don't need these Gentiles that took a hold and got with him. You see, we don't need that. We got who we need. We have Yahuwah. Okay? So this is time. We want to start one. Here we go.
So last week, right here at 5 o'clock, we told you about those so-called breakthrough cases. It's when fully vaccinated people contract COVID more than 14 days after their second shot.
The nation's top doc, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said he is taking these cases very seriously. And as Lewis Bolden reports, the cases are popping up around the country, and there are many breakthrough cases right here in Central Florida.
The first thing somebody says to me is, you got the vaccine, how are you positive?
27-year-old Hannah Rewerts is a physical therapist and has been tested for COVID-19 at least once a week for work since the pandemic started. She says she got her first positive test just days ago.
I was shocked, you know, immediately. I'm like, this has to be a false positive. This can't be right.
But multiple tests confirmed it. She says she was shocked because she is also fully vaccinated. As a healthcare worker, she had her first dose of the Pfizer vaccine back in December, and her second dose 3 weeks later in January. More than 2 months after the second shot, she says she contracted the virus.
So it's very odd.
Rewerts is among a growing number of people. Earlier this month, the Minnesota Department of Health released a health advisory that, along with the CDC, it is investigating COVID-19 infections among people who are appropriately vaccinated, also called breakthrough cases. News 6 checked, and as of last week, the Florida Department of Health in Volusia County has 6 documented breakthrough cases. Sumter County has 6 breakthrough cases, and Lake County has 26 cases.
It is possible because no vaccine is perfect.
Dr. Timothy Hendricks is with Advent Health and says both Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are 95% effective.
The good news is for that very small amount of people that might become infected, that less than 5%. The chances of severe disease is next to zero.
Breakthrough cases are not specific to COVID and can happen with any vaccine, according to experts. Rewert says 3 of her family members who were also fully vaccinated also contracted it.
One of my family members, you know, actually went to the hospital. I mean, that's pretty severe enough to be concerned about the vaccine.
Reward says the health department is testing to see whether she may have been infected by one of the COVID-19 variants that have made it to Florida. She says for now, she and her family will continue social distancing and wearing masks.
I don't think the public is, you know, aware that it doesn't mean you're not getting the virus. And it doesn't mean you're not getting sick. Mm-hmm. There is still a chance.
And the one thing you should know is every vaccine that's been approved at this point is highly effective at preventing the one major endpoint, and that's hospitalization and death.
Researchers are still trying to figure out whether people who are fully vaccinated and contract COVID-19 can also continue to spread it, which is why they still recommend that people continue wearing masks even after being vaccinated. Getting results, I'm Lewis Bolden, News 6.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, why take it if you're going to be able to still contract it and still get sick and still be hospitalized and still die?
That's right.
Something's not adding up.
No, you're dealing with a bunch of jerks that think that they are dealing with a world full of fools like they are. You see, so a man thinks,
right,
so is he. You see, he's a dummy, and he's a crazy person in his head. He is thinking everybody else is that way, too. You see? And so that's what we're looking at. That's why they think they got their audacity to cut demand that everybody take their vaccine. But who wants, ain't nobody, everybody, you can't demand everybody to take that vaccine. You know, you can demand
that's
all
right.
You want to. That's just a bunch of baloney. You don't belong. This world, we just read it. This world, the whole earth, belongs to Yahuwah, okay? It does not belong to these little fickle-minded Gentiles who think they got it all figured out. You know, they think they're the gods of this world or something. They are the demons
right.
of this world, you see, and you don't have
that's
no control
right.
of nothing. You see what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. We've got to be sensible about this thing, us Hebrew Israelites, okay? Wake up and show yourself. Show
that's
that
right.
you are a man. You see? Now, don't be walking around here thinking that you just came off the boat last year or something. You know? That 400 years is gone. It's been 400 years. You don't have to be obedient to these Gentiles. As a matter of fact, they don't even have no more country, no more jurisdiction over us. Because
that's
we
right.
are, this 200 years is over. Now, Yahuwah himself said, once that 400 years is up, okay, he's going to judge these people. He's going to judge that nation. So they can't get away from that. And, you know, they can't.
That's right.
So that's what we're looking at. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. So if you want to, I'll go ahead and put on another clip. This one here.
I just have one more thing to say,
okay.
Elder.
Go ahead.
People have to ask themselves. They have to ask themselves. If this vaccine doesn't keep you from getting COVID, which it doesn't, you even heard the doctor
right.
say that, and you heard the lady that one of her friends or family members, it even made them get hospitalized. So it doesn't keep you from getting severely ill. I'm sure it doesn't keep you from dying. So you got to ask yourself,
that's right.
if it doesn't do none of this stuff, why the big push to take it? Why are they just
that's right.
almost ramming it down your throat 24/7, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? Why
mm-hmm.
is it just nonstop witchcraft going on? You know why? Because
mm-hmm.
they want to get whatever is in that vaccine, they want to get it into your body.
Uh-huh.
Not to save your
that's
life.
Right.
Not mm-hmm. to keep you from getting hospitalized. Not even to keep you from getting sick or contracting COVID. They want to get that substance into your body. You got to ask yourself,
mm-hmm.
why? And what is that substance? Well, just go back and look at our previous broadcast that was called
mm-hmm.
The Proliferation of the Hybrids. Mm-hmm. I will tell you that they're trying to get that Nephilim, that fallen one, DNA, into your body. The world was overrun with that. Back in Noah's time. That's why Noah had to destroy the world. And Yahushua says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days when the Son of Man returns. And what were the conditions? The earth was overrun with this DNA, this hybrid DNA.
Mm-hmm.
It was overrun. Right. Only a few people were found pure, undefiled, uncontaminated. And that was Noah and his family. And at the end of this, at the end of it all, it's going to be the same way now. It's going to only be a few people. It's going to be a remnant that's not going to bow down and take this substance into their bodies. But it's going to be a whole bunch of people running around with this Nephilim DNA. It's going to be the same condition. Remember, our master said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days when the Son of Man returns. That's why they won that shot at you. It has nothing to do with your health and welfare. Think about
That's
right. Think about it. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Elvis.
All right. Okay. Okay, we're going to go with another clip, Vaccine Passport. Okay, we're going to listen to what they are saying here, where it leads, okay? All right, here we go.
Wherever you are in the world right now, COVID passports are being discussed. In the US, big tech companies are being granted the right to develop databases, and here in the UK where I am, COVID passports are being discussed as a way of demonstrating whether or not you've had a COVID vaccine. Is it right that big tech companies and the state are given the power to determine whether or not you can enjoy everyday freedoms? Are we moving towards ID cards by stealth and further empowering massive centralized authorities that we have good reason to distrust?
As more and more Americans are getting inoculated against COVID-19, the idea of so-called vaccine passports has emerged as a point of contention. Vaccine passports would be a form of ID to gain entry to certain businesses or cultural events that require patrons to be vaccinated.
There's a slight distinction in the way this is being rolled out in the US versus the UK. Because we have the infrastructure in the UK, i.e. a National Health Service, this is something that can be mandated at a state level. In the US, which is a more corporatized country, you can see that this power and authority has been granted to big corporations. In both cases, it's under the auspices of a return to normal life.
With no national standard, states, companies, and healthcare providers are now coming up with their own options, while overseas, many European countries and global airlines are pushing their own vaccine passports, hoping to jumpstart tourism.
That's an interesting way of bypassing it being a state decision, isn't it? Like, if an airline company says, we're not willing to let you on our planes unless you can prove that you've been vaccinated, the position we find ourselves in is, if you want to enjoy or participate in ordinary life, you're going to have to take new measures.
And Israel already using vaccine passes, giving those vaccinated access to hotels, gyms, music venues, and even cruises. Royal Caribbean restarting vaccine-only cruises from Israel in May.
I suppose one of the risks is that it creates a two-tier society, that people that have been vaccinated and can provide proof of it will have access to all manner of utilities that will be denied to people that either don't want to have a vaccine, can't afford a vaccine, are suspicious of vaccines, don't participate in life. You know, there are all sorts of other social issues that come to the forefront, economic issues, race and class issues that are all highlighted by something like a mandated passport. Not to mention the idea that we were assured that there would never be an ID card, and a COVID passport in this country is an ID card by another name. Stephanie Hare in The Guardian said, for months, ministers have been telling us that there are no plans for vaccine passports while funding 8 pilot schemes to test them. Matt Hancock said, the health secretary, we're not a papers-carrying country, yet here we are with the government reviewing plans to become just that. My personal feelings are that the institutions that have the power to carry this out have not behaved in a way that engenders trust up until now. On Under the Skin soon, we have Edward Snowden as a guest who risked his own safety and sanity and liberty to bring to the wider public the way that American government agencies behave in regard to data. We're now on the precipice of granting those very institutions, agencies and companies unprecedented abilities to control our lives and our freedoms. In the end, this issue becomes not about the pandemic, but about trust and who we grant authority to and how they may use that authority.
The Cabinet Office Minister, Michael Gove, says the government is studying a green pass system used in Israel.
If the plan does require legislation, the government may try to win over the rebels by promising it'll only be temporary, perhaps for no more than a year.
Firstly, if it does require legislation, surely something this radical does require legislation, and assurances that it might be temporary, for me, don't feel that comforting, because I feel like that when 9/11 happened, for example, the Patriot Act was introduced in America, new government powers were granted. Typically, when governments are granted temporary powers, those powers are seldom repealed. This could be a pivotal moment in history. Often disasters and times of crisis are used to leverage further power for already powerful entities. Read Naomi Klein's Shock Doctrines. There's a long precedent for this technique. Find a problem, provide a solution to that problem. The solution to that problem impedes freedom of ordinary people. And for me, it raises huge questions about the way that we organize power more generally, about how power is centralized. The idea of this becoming potentially a global plan that affects our abilities to travel, to interact, to communicate, to enjoy leisure activities is dizzying.
It draws concerns about privacy, about discrimination, even technically given that we don't have a national healthcare system and therefore no database. So the question is not really can the government do it, but if they legally collect it, which they could, how do they then collect it, store it, who has access to that information, and what do they actually do with it?
So even though there's a distinction between how this is playing out in the UK and the US, you end up at the same end point. If you want to enjoy an ordinary life, you are going to require ID, and how that ID ultimately ends up being used is out of your hands. Once the technology exists, the problem exists. The pressure group Liberty warned that vaccine passports could create a two-tier society where unvaccinated people overlap too closely for comfort with those who are already marginalized and discriminated against. Vaccine uptake is lower in black and minority ethnic communities, often with good historical reasons to distrust authority figures. And I would say that that distrust extends to all of us. The fact is that all of us have a right to query and question authority. All of us know that governments make pledges and then rescind them. All of us know that big tech companies behave in ways that are questionable, and these are the very institutions that are going to be granted further power.
A good example is, you know, how does the government ensure that your data is not shared with, let's say, police, immigration officers, employers?
Based on what we already know, how could we be certain that this information wouldn't be shared? Based on what we already know, why wouldn't they share it in that way? Edward Snowden, Julian Assange, figures that exposed the government's use of presumed private data, already revealed to us the way that this situation will likely roll out.
How does the government avoid discriminating against the people who don't yet have access to the vaccine? Also, you could make the argument that younger Americans who are at the end of the line can't quite yet get vaccinated, and therefore they could be discriminated against. And also, what activities are you going to keep Americans from doing who are not vaccinated? That is a big one.
When something suits the interests of the powerful, it's very difficult to stand in its way. We've seen how this pandemic has increased the power of big companies. That makes me query the kind of measures that are taken to remedy the conditions we found ourselves living under. From the same article, once we've built a system that links our identity to our health data and made this a condition of re-entering pubs, cinemas or concerts or even our workplace, we could link it to other data too, public or private. It's difficult to envisage these decisions ever being repealed. It's difficult to imagine that the companies or states that we grant this power to won't take advantage of the ability to harvest data from other areas of our lives and to make decisions about the kind of places where we work, the kind of access that we're granted to public utilities and amenities, if it's convenient to their ends to do so.
Tech companies are working on digital vaccine passports that could help the U.S. track people who have received coronavirus vaccines as more businesses and services reopen nationwide. But some researchers believe that this effort could end up further dividing this already fragmented country.
One of the areas of concern is that people that benefit from these measures would be big tech companies and big pharmaceutical companies. We already know they have incredible lobbying power. We already know that they are able to exist to some degree free from the intervention of the law. Congress will interview Mark Zuckerberg for a bit, but nothing will really be revealed. So wherever you are in the world, the impact is likely to be the same. And whether this is a state issue or a big tech issue, the results will be the same. Your ability to live an ordinary life will now be to a degree controlled by a powerful institution.
These apps are being pushed by technology companies. This is not something that's coming from public health experts, so we should all sort of be a little suspicious.
Exactly. This is something that tech giants are calling for and trying to sell public health officials on. These companies keep telling us that they have the magic bullet. Those contact tracing apps, though, they didn't work. When they told us that they could use artificial intelligence to optimize the rollout of that vaccine, it didn't work. And now we're once again being told to just trust the app to solve this pandemic.
Given what we know about how culture is operating, how civilization is evolving, it's pretty easy to envisage that we might find ourselves living in a society that is deeply stratified. In fact, we already do. But measures such as this one might make already existing bifurcation more entrenchant. Our ability to control and organize our own lives, which is already under threat, which is already, in my view, a kind of piecemeal version of what personal autonomy ought be, is now reaching a kind of critical moment where we won't be able to walk it back. It's easy, I think, when listening to some of these experts and pundits, to see a society that is edging towards the kind of dystopia that was previously in the realm of science fiction.
What we see here in New York City and other cities around the U.S. is a movement to expand a very different technology, a type of vaccine passport that wouldn't be used when you fly internationally, but used when you go to work, go to school, even go to the local grocery store.
We don't even know if vaccine passports would help to solve our biggest problem, stopping the spread of the virus. We don't know how long immunity lasts. We don't know to what extent vaccines reduce transmission, or by how much, or whether this varies depending on which vaccine has been taken. We don't know how much a system would cost, how we would know if it represents good value, or whether our resources would be better invested in other solutions. I feel like we're living in a time of division and uncertainty and a time of fear. For me, this requires reflection, calmness, and an assertion of personal authority, an insistence on democracy. If we respond to our understandable fear at this time by granting more power to organizations and institutions that have not behaved with our best interests in mind, sometimes for centuries, certainly for decades in the cases of big tech, then we are facilitating a future that might be very difficult for us to participate in. We can't any longer say we live in free societies, freedom of choice, freedom of speech. All these cherished ideas are being exposed as symbolic as opposed to practical and applicable. We need a country, we need a world in which there is free discourse. We need a world in which people can make their own decisions. We need a world where we're free to look at the whole spectrum of medical evidence, where people can make decisions based on their own personal medical history, their own personal fears. When you mandate that, when you tie it to corporate power and state power, the risks, I think, are terrifying. So this might be an issue where you see people from across the political spectrum coming together in the interests of liberty and freedom. Whether you're a person that believes in Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders or Jeremy Corbyn or somewhat less feasibly Boris Johnson, like you find yourself now in a position where your family, yourself, your sovereignty over your own body have to be at the forefront of your mind.
And I am so worried that this vaccine passport drive will transform medical segregation into digital segregation in nearly every public state. We're talking about something that could exclude millions of people from the necessities of basic life.
This is obviously a sensitive subject, and I have to be careful talking about it because I want this video to be seen by as many people as possible. My interest is in personal liberty, personal awakening, collective unity and social togetherness. There'll be some people that think that vaccination passports are a great idea because we want to get back to normal life. Well, I had questions about how normal life was going anyway. And one of the reasons that I felt uncertain and unsafe in what was once referred to as normal life was because of the incredible power of centralized governments and big businesses and the way they operate in tandem to reduce the personal authority and autonomy of ordinary people like you and me, wherever you fall on the economic scale, the racial scale, the gender scale, all of these other scales, our ability and our freedom to be who we are, to live our lives freely, is surely what defines all of us, and this is what's at the heart of this issue. We are potentially losing our ability to move freely, to enjoy ordinary freedoms, let alone build realities that are more reflective of who we are, that take into account our complexity, our diversity, and our various and myriad ways of expressing who and what we are and how we want to live. If you like this video, please, you know, press like, give it the old thumbs up. If you've got any questions for us, put them in the comments.
Okay. All right. I got one more about 3 minutes or so, about 4 minutes and 15 seconds. You want to discuss this, Elva? About what they just talked about?
Well, let's go ahead and play the other one. And, yeah, I got a few things to say about that vaccine passport, but the other clip is so short, you might as well just go ahead and play that, and we'll discuss both of them.
Okay, cool. All right, here we go. Let me find it here. Okay. All right.
On the phone with us, Dr. Kavita Patel, NBC medical contributor and a fellow at the Brookings Institution. And I know it's early, but it's great to have you because you actually are a practicing physician. So the adeno a vector that J&J is using has been used on a lot of different vaccines in the past, Dr. Patel. So a lot of people took solace in that it had been a tried and true method. Is this surprising that this is happening with this particular vaccine, COVID vaccine?
It is surprising, and I think that just as we're getting emerging details, you know, the FDA issued a brief statement with more details later today. 6 cases that they're scrutinizing, which seems similar in detail, looking at further detail, to cases that we've seen similar to AstraZeneca, where it mimics kind of what we call heparin-induced thrombocytopenia, which is just a complicated kind of clotting mechanism that is not seen with, to your point, kind of the adenovirus vector-based vaccines. I will say this, it's shocking and hard to believe that there is such a strong link of causality that these vaccines cause these clots. But, you know, again, I guess I would only, to people who have had the J&J vaccine, the only solace I would tell you is that these 6 cases, it appears, still trying to work through details, Joe, but it appears that these clots were seen, you know, early. And so this is something that I know that I actually have patients scheduled today to get the vaccine, but obviously we're pausing all around the country. And it's going to be hard as we see more supply of Pfizer and Moderna to walk this back. If you look at what's happened in the rest of the world with AstraZeneca, this is a devastating blow to the J&J vaccine effort in the United States.
Well, you bring up some really interesting points there. Now, and we don't want to make too much out of it either. As you say, we don't know about causation and whether there is any link or not. But if the adenovector has been used many, many times before without this, then you're back to worrying about what it's delivering, and that is the spike protein, the epitope of from COVID, which is the same spike protein that the messenger RNA ones do not deliver it. They actually cause you to make it yourself. But it would make me worry that something in the spike protein, if it's not the adenovector, then it would make me worry that there is a clotting risk just from delivering that the spike protein. And I hope that would make me worry about all the vaccines. But
Very early, and that's exactly where the EMA, if you go through the detailed reports that I did on AstraZeneca, that was exactly the dialogue and discussion around kind of the mechanism of action for their concerns around the clots. And there was actually discussion at the EMA level around other kind of viral-based vaccines and how this is not seen. And so, you know, recall that there were several cases in Europe around Johnson & Johnson as well. And now we have 6 cases that the FDA is citing in their statement around pausing. So, you know, if anybody's listening or viewing and they've got appointments for Johnson & Johnson today, I think this would be the time to, most of us who have scheduled slots are shifting to one of the other 2 manufacturers as quickly as possible. But, I mean, truly, this has been one of the few vaccines. Johnson & Johnson was incredibly, not only effective, Joe, but it was incredibly useful for kind of mobile vaccination efforts, you know, places that were hard to reach, and you could just do one shot and quickly administer a vaccine. So this is definitely going to cause a ripple effect in our attempts in the United States.
Shepard Smith here. Thanks for watching CNBC on YouTube.
As you can see, I mean, when you hear this to these people speak coming out of their head with this crap, they see people are dying. They're killing people. But yet, they got the audacity to sit there and say, oh, this is a blow to this, that. You know, something is wrong with them.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. The first one about the vaccine passports, I hope our listeners was paying attention to that. That's pretty much the things that we have been getting by revelation of the spirit of Yahuwah, his Ruach HaKodesh. We've been getting that revelation that's what's coming down the pike all along. Look at the same principles of what they're talking about in these vaccine passports. What they're saying is pretty soon the things you take for granted in your day-to-day life, going to the store, going to the supermarkets, you know, your kids going to school, and then, you know, if you're flying for business or flying for pleasure, wherever you got to go, domestic and international, those kind of things are going to be limited to you, or just flat out forbidden for the people who do not take the vaccine. And get it, a vaccine that does not even stop you from contracting the virus, that doesn't even stop you from getting sick over the virus, doesn't stop you from getting hospitalized. We heard that on the other clip. That doesn't stop you from dying from the virus. A vaccine that's not even you're the test dummies. You're the test animals. Never been tested on animals. Mm-hmm. So, but with all this, a vaccine that was rushed out that normally takes anywhere from 8 to 15 years to be approved, but here it rushed out quicker than a year. They're going to take away all your rights if you don't hold out your arm and let them jab you with this experimental vaccine. I don't even want to call it experimental because, yes, it's experimental in regards to, you know, it hasn't gone through the rigorous checkpoints, quality checks that the other vaccines have went through throughout medical history, modern medical history. But I don't like calling it experimental because that makes it seem, you know, a little too innocent. They know what they're doing. This is not experimental. this is planned. This vaccine is planned. It's a wicked, evil plan. So, but and they want you to take it. Just trust us. Trust an organization, the government, that is untrustworthy. Trust these doctors who is untrustworthy. Who are the people taking part in the Tuskegee Institute? Those were doctors, and they were government officials. So what are they giving us to trust now? For something unproven, untested, they want us to trust the same group of people, doctors and government officials. We got you. We love you. We don't want nothing to happen to you. This thing went on for over four decades. No. I say no. So the people of Yahuwah, do not buckle. Do not buckle under the so-called pressure. You know, well, they're going to be telling me I can't go to the store. You know, they're going to tell me maybe I can't even go to work. I heard her say, the lady. You know what? Yahuwah is preparing you right now. The people of Yahuwah need to come together. We need to fall on our knees and pray. And Yahuwah will bring us together where we support one another. Our support is in each other. You grow vegetables. Another person grow fruit. Another person is handy. He can, if your plumbing goes out, your electricity goes out, he can help you. He can fix it. You give him some vegetables. You give him some fruit. Another person is good as far as carpentry. You know, you don't have a place to live. He can design a house, build a house for a lot of brothers and sisters to stay in. We got to start helping each other. We got to have a change our mindset. We got to have the mindset of the believers who was in the Book of Acts. How they had all things in common, and no one was in need, no one was in want. You know, they that's because they pooled their resources. So that is what we're going to have to get back to. They went from house to house breaking bread. We need the fellowship, the spiritual fellowship, and we need the natural support of each other, the natural fundamental support, food and shelter, clothing. We're going to need that. So Israel is going to have to change their mindset, get out of this Western capitalistic way of thinking, this Babylonian way of thinking. Where everything is just mine. Oh, me and my little family, we just got three of us in this big old castle of a house. But my brother down the street is homeless. You know, he calls on Yah, but I'm not helping him. No, that's not the way. That's not the way to do it. And if you don't think of changing your mindset, Yahuwah might have to change it for you. If you don't want to change it, he might have to just remove you out of here and give that big castle to somebody who will have a heart to help his people. Not trying to scare anybody, but we're going to have to change. We've been brought up and conditioned in this wicked Babylonian way of thinking. Selfish is me and mine. I don't care what somebody else is doing. Even if they so-called my spiritual brother, I got mine, he's got to get his own, you know. Well, what if he's not as blessed as you are with health and vitality? He's not as strong, you know. He might not have the physical wherewithal to work on his house and be handy or to plant a vineyard, plant a garden, you know. But he might can do other things. He might can clean. He might can watch the little ones when you're out. So there's something for everybody to do. So we're going to have to get out of this way of thinking. Because that's going to be our survival, is helping each other. See, because they're going to to shut down. They're going to try to limit us and exclude us and shut us down from what we call the everyday life activities. You know, you just walking into a store and getting the milk you want, getting the bread and, you know, vegetables. You know, hey, there's going to be a time. With the Book of Revelation, you can't buy or sell. You know, those days are coming. It's not a joke. It's not a fairy tale. People say, "Oh, this is not this is not the mark of the beast. Not the mark of the beast." Well, look, it sure has the telltale signs. If it's not the mark, it sure must be the foundation for the mark. is going to build on top of this, because you heard them. They're already talking about you might not be able to go to the stores. You might not be able to get this or that, these goods that you depend on. You know, water, simple things like water, bread, you know, toilet paper.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You remember what happened to the toilet paper when this thing first started? You thought toilet paper was gold. Silver and
That's
gold.
Right.
I mean, my goodness. So, but it's going to come back around again. And we have to help each other. Israel, change your mindset. Yahuwah is going to have to change. He says he's going to take out that stony heart and give us a heart of flesh. Our prayer should be, Yahuwah, circumcise our heart. Give me a heart of love. Give me a heart that you can mold, that you could, you know, maneuver, you could plow, you can make, you know, like a potter with the clay. Mold me. You know, give me a heart that can be molded into what you want it to be. A pliable heart. That's what should be our prayer. And other this other one, Elder, real quick. We're kind of running out of time here where I'm at. Dr. Patel talking about these vaccines causes these blood clots. I heard her mention AstraZeneca and Moderna, but the main one I guess they were talking about is Johnson & Johnson causing these blood clots in people. That thing is killing people. But none of these vaccines, I don't even want to get in that old fake thing and talk about one vaccine is doing this and act like the other vaccines are not. The other vaccines were out way before Johnson & Johnson, and they were doing damage, detrimental damage, giving people Bell's palsy, giving people all kind of, what you call it, neurological conditions where they just have the shakes and couldn't stop shaking, like they have some deformity. And then we're not talking about the deaths, just flat out deaths, which they want to cover up. You know, we could go into Hank Aaron, we could go into the boxer of Marvin Hagler. We could go on and on. It's just too many. That's just celebrities, but it's been a lot of people who are not celebrities. You know, who have died over the state. Well, a doctor in the state of Florida, an MD. Died healthy. They said the guy was healthy, just in his 50s. You know, he was one of the early ones died taking the vaccine. People were dying, and you could die 15 minutes after taking the vaccine, and this evil system would say the vaccine had nothing to do with it. Yeah, you know, I'm tired
That's
of
right.
this. If you guys are that idiotic to believe that, if somebody living their life fine, they've been living for 30, 40, 50 years, even 60 years, and they're healthy. And after they get this demonic shot, they keel over and die, you know, 3 days, 4 days. And you're going to let these demonic devils on TV tell you that it has nothing to do with it? You're just a thief. I don't even know if you're fit for the kingdom, but I'm not the Most High. But that's up to the Most High. But I'll tell you one thing. My mind goes back to where it says my people are sottish. And, you know, that's really an insult. You were saying sottish means stupid, childlike, and simple. So if you're stupid, childlike, and simple, okay, he described you well in his word. If you believe some foolishness like that, you know, that, my uncle was a strong, healthy man. He took the vax, though. He died a week later. But the doctor said it had nothing to do with the vax. All right. All right. We can't talk to you too much. You know, Yahuwah's going to have to talk to you one-on-one, you know, because he only gave us the ability to communicate so well, and we're just not able to communicate. We can't communicate with someone that sottish. I'll use Yahuwah's words. That sottish. When you're that sottish, it's hard to communicate with you. So, so that's why I don't even like to go there and say, oh, well, it's the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. It's all of them. Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson. All of them have one aim, and I'm going to end it with this. That one aim is to get that substance, that Nephilim substance, into your body. Because that's what's going to replicate the days of Noah. At the end of it all, the majority of you is going to have that substance to your body, just like the majority had the Nephilim substance in their bodies in Noah's time. So the question is, are you going to be the one, if you're going to be the one like Noah's family who didn't have that, that knows the ones that Yah reserved, or are you going to be the majority, the vast majority, who have that substance? And those were the ones banging on the door of the ark as the rains were coming down. I want to be with the former. I want to be with the former. I want to be with Noah's family. I want to be one of the ones that Yah says, well, this one is undefiled. This one is not contaminated. So which one are you going to be, Israel? Hallelujah. Mm. Go ahead, Elder.
Yeah. That's what you got to consider, you know, because my thing is, to Israel, do not be deceived. Do not allow yourself to get out there and go rolling up your sleeves to take that vaccine. Do not do that, okay? I don't care if the government or whoever don't like me, what I'm saying. I'm saying it, though, you know, because, you know, they can try to do what they want to. Yahuwah will deal with them, okay? I'm going to read you this quick scripture here, this quick scripture in Revelation 14, verse 6 to 6, okay? It says, and I saw another messenger flying in mid-heaven, holding the everlasting good news to announce to those dwelling on the earth, even to every nation and tribe and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear Yahuwah and give esteem to him, because the hour of his judgment has come. You see, the hour of his judgment. And worship him who made the heavens and the earth and sea and fountain of waters. You see, that's why we tell you that 400 years after it was over, he said, I'm going to judge that nation. And they talk about this, oh, America. Okay? And another messenger followed saying, Babel is fallen. Is fallen, that great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her whoring. Her whoring, you see? So it wasn't good enough of her being dirty towards the people of Yahuwah, us, the, you know, ex-slaves. No, she had to go and try to recruit everybody in the world and call them, you know, to drink of the wine of the wrath of her whoring. And a third messenger followed them, saying with a loud voice, if anyone, now this is what I want you to know now, that's why I'm warning you, don't take that vaccine. If anyone worship the beast and his image and receives his mark upon his forehead or upon his hand, okay, he also shall drink of the wine of the wrath of Yahuwah, which is poured out undiluted into the cup of his wrath. And he shall be tortured with fire and sulfur before the set-apart messengers and before the Lamb. And the smoke of their torture goes up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, those worshiping the beast and his image. Also, if anyone receives the mark of his name, the mark of his name, okay, look back who this patent, this virus is patent after, whose name is on those patents, okay, think about it, old Bill Gates and Fauci, whoever else they got on there, okay, here's the endurance of the set apart one. Here are those guarding the commandments of Yahuwah and the belief of Yahusha. Okay? So there it is. There it is. And I heard a voice out of the heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead and who die in the Master from now on. Yes. And the Spirit in order that they rest from their labors. And their works follow them, follow with them. Okay? So hallelujah. Hallelujah. May Yah add a blessing to the reading and hearing of his word, okay? So,
hallelujah.
Yeah, so with that, we're going to go ahead and close it out with that tonight. And we pray that this message has been a blessing to you, and we pray that you'll understand how to overcome this beastly stuff that is going on that has been given to us through man, this poison that is killing people no matter what we say. Killing people. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. All right. Well, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and close the program out for tonight, and we will see you again on next Tuesday.
Hallelujah. Oh, Elder. Yeah. Oh, Elder, do you hear me? I just want to give them the last scripture. This will be real quick. I won't even read it. I'll just say it by memory. For those who are, they feel the tug of Yahuwah's spirit on them, and they want to do the right thing, we want to give them a scripture reference for it. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and here's what you got to do the most, turn from your wicked ways. That means repent. Turn from your wicked ways. He said, then I'll hear your prayer from heaven, I'll forgive your sin, and I will heal your land. Hallelujah. Yes. Israel, hallelujah. It's time to get it. Yes, you won't be in the majority. It'll be your walk will be in the minority, because it says broad is the way, wide is the way that leads to destruction, and many, the majority there be, that go that way. But it says, straight and narrow is the way that leads to eternal life, that leads to salvation. And guess what? It says few there be. The few, the remnant, just a small remnant is going to be. Pray that you're part of that remnant. You can be part of that remnant. Repent of your sins. Hallelujah. Do not fall for the brainwashing that's going on, the propaganda, the outright witchcraft that's going on 24/7 right now over the airwaves. That's trying to get everybody into taking this shot, even having these vaccine passports, where you won't be able to do much at all in these modern day societies if you don't take this deadly vax. Repent. It starts there first. Hallelujah. Get it right with the Most High. He'll help you to do the rest. Hallelujah. That's all I have to say, Elder.
All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the reading and hearing and understanding of his truth tonight. So we're going to go ahead and close it out with a musical tune right now.
Hallelujah.
My side, but you
Hallelujah. All right. Shalom, shalom, and good night, Yisrael. Shalom, family.
Shalom.